So the city commission met in their the first regularly scheduled meeting of May. They took care of some business. One, just a couple that folks are probably going to want to pay a little bit of attention to. You know, first of all, there was a an updated agreement. We receive it's really an arrangement where we send water from some in-town wells that have been taken out of production. Actually, I believe all three are original right water wells of the city of Garden City, and it's proven to be exceptionally hard over the years. And, you know, almost 20 years ago, I think, maybe in about 18 to 20 years ago, the city of Garden City entered into agreement with Wheatland Electric Cooperative, who had built a reverse osmosis water treatment plant to make beneficial use of water that they had ownership in and in support of some other entities that surround Garden City. But we've got we got that arrangement whereby we send the water from these wells that we really couldn't put any longer directly into our system, but they treat that and then reintroduce that into our water system approximately over by Five Points. So their facilities over on the west side of town. Since the original agreement, there's been a couple of occasions where that's been updated, and it's really updated to more accurately reflect the costs associated to treating that water. And so yesterday, the commission approved another agreement, a third addendum to that contract. And so there's costs associated that come from the Wheatland Electric Cooperative and their operation of that treatment plant. They get passed on to our utility, and then our utility then will need to kind of recalculate and recalibrate rates accordingly to our users and to our customers. So that'll mostly be spread out over a three-year period. Customers will see the larger amount of that more than likely beginning this summer. Now, the commission still needs to formally approve that type of increase, but we'd expect around the average residential home will experience about a over $3, less than $4 monthly increase in their water bill. And so that would be a residential home that uses about just short of 12,000 gallons. So that's something to look out for. The subsequent years, the rate increase will be a little bit more in kind of the dollar and a half range, and it's somewhere between $1.50 and $2. So all told, between $7 and $8 increase over 3 years. I'm sorry, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but the commission approved the agreement with Wheatland yesterday in their meeting, and then asked staff to bring forward the ordinance change that would affect the rates at the second meeting in May, which would be May 18th.